You need a financial plan for retirement that fits your lifestyle, protecting your hard-earned money as it grows. Covering essential expenses has never been easier with an annuity from Estate Planning, Inc. Annuities are among the only financial products available that can provide a guaranteed income for life. With our financial professionals, start moving towards the retirement you deserve today. Ensure your future with an annuity.
For more information, contact Estate Planning, Inc. at hisglory.me under Partners.
If you feel like you're stuck with a health plan that doesn't meet your needs, costs too much, or for whatever reason you're just not happy with, there is another choice. It's called MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month. Plus, you get access to an extensive doctor's network and a no-cost 24/7 telehealth option. So no, you're not stuck. There is another choice.
When I think about the difference that MediShare makes relative to the countless other healthcare options that we were on, we never felt so known as individuals.
And MediShare is a community. Every member is a part of that community, so why would you not try it?
Come be a part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It's no wonder MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating. Come, find out why MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing.
And our partner spotlight is Beverly Hills Precious Metals and Exchange. They specialize in helping clients protect their hard-earned wealth against inflation. In business over 30 years, they can assess you in the purchase of gold and silver, physical or precious metals. They can roll over your 401k as well so that you have tangible assets. There is also a way that they can show you to get that without reporting to the IRS as well. I personally have done it. The ministry has done it. And my son Creed has invested. We know that times are changing, and it's important that we invest in silver or gold, especially silver, because silver, you can get more bang for your buck, and there's more upside. Plus, you don't know in crazy times where you need to have those smaller coins to be able to barter with. Visit our partner, Beverly Hills Precious Metal Exchange, on His Glory Family Partners.
His Glory is coming to you live. There's another ministry on the planet that I trust more. I'm Dr. Brian Artis. Tune in every day to His Glory.
Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you, your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
We'll be right back.
want to welcome all of His Glory Nation from east to west to north to south. Happy February the 2nd, Thursday. This is our first Take 5 of the day. It's always wonderful to have the generals on to give us their input on what's going on in the world. Before we bring on the generals, let's go through our quick comms. First and foremost, announcements that we have to make are tent revival. We're going to change the tent revival. We got the tickets out yesterday. So it says April 15th on here, but it's actually going to be April 1st. We had to make some adjustments from the Trump team wants to join us. So it'll be April 1st in Mount Pleasant, Texas, and that will also be streamed to millions of people. We'll be working with Brighteon TV, Clubhouse, and Mike Lindell TV and to His Glory TV Network to get that out to many, many people. Get your His Glory gear. As you see, there's General McInerney there, General Flynn, General Valley. They all wear their His Glory gear, so up to 50% off. Get all your His Glory gear. And I don't have my children's vitamins, but go to get your Mac Baron Cheese children's vitamins. You don't want to support Flintstones. Flintstones is the number one chewable vitamin in the world. Here it is. That's made by Bayer, the same company that is Monsanto, the same company that we've been telling you that we released the people at the World Economic Forum. So get your Mac Baron Cheese berry-flavored, chewable vitamins for your children. People are buying these left and right. Kingdom Fuel. Get your Kingdom Fuel. I start every day with my Kingdom Fuel. That is our joint venture with Dr. Sherwood to get our bodies ready. And who ever thought that we would need to have storable food for up to 2 years, what they're trying to do to our food supply. If you would have saw 2 days ago, I was on with General Flynn on with Clay Clark talking about the threat to our food supply, what they're trying to do to our farmers and our ranchers. So get your Kingdom Fuel, two-year life expectancy on that, and it gives you the nutrients that you need. Capital Punishment. That is a movie that they didn't want you to see. General McInerney's actually in Capital Punishment. General Flynn's in that. General Boykin's in that. And the new, you can get that at hisglory.tv, and it's 25% off right now, because when we were in Nashville with Eric Trump and Kash Patel last week, we announced Capital Punishment 2 is coming. And General Flynn just was filmed last weekend at his home for the movie. So look forward to that. We hope to have that out by the 4th of July. His Glory. Music is exploding on the world. Get your His Glory music. Yeah, look at that. General Valley's got His Glory shirt on. So get tune in to His Glory music. They will be at our tent revival. If you know the country singer Derek Johnson, Derek Johnson will be at our tent revival in Ohio. And if you saw our Take 5 yesterday, it was with John Rich. We're working on John Rich to come out to one of our tent revivals. So we're starting in Texas. All right, that's all the news and updates we have. Now it's my great pleasure to bring on dear friends, General Valley and General McInerney. It's so great to see you two again.
Thanks for having us. Happy to be with you again.
I love your gear. It's great. Everywhere I go, people are saying, oh, I see the generals wearing His Glory gear. So let us know from your perspective. It's been, you know, this is our weekly get-together, our monthly get-together on the state of our nation. And we're making some progress, but there's a long way to go.
Well, I would start off by saying that the results of the vaccination are now becoming very, very evident, as in your leadoff you were talking about. And the number of people that are just dropping dead is phenomenal. I think I mentioned, I'm not sure, but I lost my sister, I think, about a month ago since our last trip. And she went in less than a week through cancer, which she had no trace of, and then all of a sudden it was discovered and she was gone in a week. So I personally have experienced it, but we're talking about that cadet at the Air Force Academy, football player, walking to class and drops over dead. Every day we hear about something new. So it's evident that we have genocide by an administration, and General Valley was talking about earlier, but Dr. Fauci must be held accountable and what they have done. as well as the Biden administration, clearly making it mandatory. We have no objection to that they tried to get a vax, although I have a great deal of objections to Big Pharma and the performance they did. But when they made it mandatory, and for instance, at West Point, even though the last bill, defense authorization bill, said that it was no longer mandatory in the military, the West Point is making any of the cadets that have not gotten the vax, they've got a travel restriction. So we still have the outlying residue of those decisions. And it's corrupt, and leadership that is doing that, we firmly believe that it's genocide. And we're back into the days of the Nuremberg trials and the results of that. They are not, have no authority to do that on an experimental vaccine, so to speak. And it's not really a vaccine. So that's probably the top. And then, of course, Hunter Biden's escapades. And now we find classified material at the President Biden's residences that Hunter was available to. And I think if you find out what they were, it's all going to be China, Ukraine, and Russia in those areas that Hunter Biden was selling that information. Sorry to say this, but General Valley and I were talking about it yesterday. We firmly believe that President Biden is a foreign agent. He's a foreign agent from what he did as vice president, what he did in the interregnum, and now as president and the decisions that he's made. And we can go over them. We have before, Pastor Dave.
Yep.
But these are the current issues that are now being exposed to the American people. Nobody is questioning that the Russian hoax was, in fact, a hoax.
No. General Valley?
Well, I mean, we are in terrible shape in this country. The dismantling of our country, the ineffectiveness, the amateur people we have in the executive branch across the board, and the woke generals and admirals. I mean, I don't even have confidence that we can win a war with these people who are in charge. But, you know, going back to the COVID, the report that came out by the Federal Aviation Association, FAA administration, the fact they've lessened the standards for pilots. And they had a pilot on one of the networks, I think it was Newsmax last week, and he had a seizure six hours after landing in Dallas.
Yep.
But the number of heart myocarditis and other things that would affect the heart and affect a pilot, I mean, this is serious. Our aviation industry is in bad enough shape, but now to have these pilots that have been vaxxed, but I understand a lot of them now, they're rejecting any boosters or anything. They're smart.
Yep.
And Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, who's a medical doctor, aviation doctor in the military, she's one of the first to come out and said, no, we're not going to mandatorily have these pilots vaxxed or boosted. So it's a very serious problem. But, you know, when you look at the threats externally in the United States, we look at the cartels, the invasion of the South, we look at what's happening in Canada, you have totally a dictatorship going with Trudeau up in Canada. And the Canadians appear to be lost to what to do. So it's everywhere. And there's something new every day.
Yeah, it's it being hit on every possible level. We had a whistleblower come forward over a year ago who's brave to talk about, an airline pilot, and also said that the airlines have been doing testing for the last year, all airlines testing, for what would happen if one of their co-pilots went into a cardiac arrest. So they knew this. And now another story you were referring to, General Valley, Tucker Carlson just ran it, I think, two nights ago about this brave airline pilot that said that he had went into cardiac arrest after landing. Yep.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all of this is related, Pastor Dave, to the 2020 election and all the events that happened, energy independence, that the first day in office that O'Biden made the decision that we would give up our energy independence, which is purely a national security issue. No nation in history has ever given up their energy independence, let alone, which we've talked about before, but we can't emphasize it enough, a deliberate surrender in Afghanistan, deliberate open borders, and all the issues that the open borders are bringing forward, particularly on the fentanyl crisis, where we're losing people in America at the same rate, roughly, that we had killed in action at the peak of World War II, Pastor Dave. So, and it's in much that same age group. And clearly, this is a responsibility of President Biden. He is deliberately doing that and should be held accountable, along with Dr. Fauci and the others that were pushing the vaccination. Critical race theory. General Valley and I are heavily involved with that at our alma mater, West Point, but at all the service academies in the military. When the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says he wants to know about white rage. Look, you, Pastor Dave, General Valley, and I never heard of white rage in the military.
No.
Never heard of it, and all of a sudden the chairman comes up with it. And then what he's doing on inflating the dollar with this unlimited spending that he's doing. And now we're coming up against the wall on the national debt, and he doesn't even want to talk about it, although he did meet with Speaker McCarthy yesterday. But the monies that we are just throwing out and devaluing the dollar, which devalues our role as a great nation in the country. So all these things are related, from the vax to the open borders to the CRT, critical race theory, being taught in schools, military, K through 12, college. Often big companies, corporations are teaching this stuff. So this is not acceptable, and it's all related to the same thing what General Valley was talking about. We have a problem, Houston.
Yeah, and we know who they are. I went through the group on our network last week. This is a list of all the attendees at the World Economic Forum. You can see all the seven mountains of influence are all there meeting. I have an insider, a whistleblower, that's I'm going to talk to this weekend that was there, and she says, I have shocking news that even you'll be shocked about, meaning me. And not much shocks me anymore, but they're plotting these things right before our very eyes.
Sure they are. Well, we know Biden's a puppet. He's totally incapacitated, mentally incompetent. You can see that each and every day. The Democrats don't have a bench. So what we've discussed before, and I think it's a very good possibility, the Democrats are going to, through George Soros, pay millions off to Kamala Harris to have her step down and then move Michelle Obama into the vice president's office. And then what? Have Biden step down because of incapacitation, and they move Michelle Obama up to be president, all legal. All legal. And you can bet they're up to something. They're planning something.
They've
even interviewed this idiot out in California, Newsom. Bring him in as vice president or something. I mean, these people are absolutely crazy.
But they're
destroying the country at the same time they're crazy.
What you just said, General Valley, is a fact. I have somebody that's going to be coming on his glory next week. He's former three-letter organization. He says he's got their game plan, and the game plan is exactly what you just said. This is all a plan to get Biden and Kamala to step down. Michelle Obama and or Newsom are going to be the ones that they bring up.
Yeah.
I asked Kash Patel and Eric Trump this last week, and Alina Haba, President Trump's personal attorney. I said, do you think they're setting Joe Biden up to be a scapegoat? And every one of them didn't even hesitate. Absolutely. That's what they're trying to do.
Sure.
Well, they don't even have to set him up because clearly what he was doing as a foreign agent and all the corrupt things. You know, he's on television where he was bragging about getting that prosecutor in the Ukraine yep. removed that was investigating yep. Burisma and Hunter's role there, and he got him fired, but he was using $1 billion of U.S. aid money to do that. But so all these areas in which he was complicit, and like you're saying, all of a sudden when they discover this classified material, they are setting him up. But what he's going to do, he's going to pardon Hunter on the way out, and then he'll go, and they'll move Michelle in there, and Barack Hussein Obama, who's been the puppet master in Kalorama, he'll move back into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and continue to be the puppet master, as General Valley was describing.
It's just, so what are we as American patriots supposed to do?
Well, this is good news. General McInerney and I and another gentleman, Ed Hoagland, we launched 10 days ago the Citizens Commission to Restore America. And this is a fully operational plan to react to Americans out there who keep asking, okay, we have all of these problems. We've analyzed them. What are we going to do about it?
Yep.
We know the politicians can't solve these problems. Even with the Republicans back in charge of the House, they're having hearings. But, you know, the political process takes a long time to work out, you know, legislation and all that. But we have laid out a plan for the people down at the county level, the precinct level, to take charge in their areas, and we will provide the overall guidance to do that. And we've done that with the first directive that we put out this week. We'll be issuing directives to the people once every 4 weeks. We did the invasion of America. We're going to do election integrity. We're going to work with other organizations on that. But this is a citizens' commission to restore America, to restore our Constitution. And it's all based at the local level of support. And we're getting great feedback, by the way. And we've been launching this over a number of programs, including yours today. But people can go to standupamericaus.org. The plan is on there. It's called CCRA. And they can get all the information on the plan and what we plan to do over the next year. This year is absolutely critical that we take back our government. We cannot afford to go beyond this year. It's just going to be too destructive. So we've got to do something.
Yeah, General Flynn just said 2 days ago the exact same thing. This 2023 is it. We have to get it fixed in 2023.
Yeah. We the people have got to get it fixed. And we can't count on anybody else but every one of us that are listening and watching this program, Pastor Dave. We now must rise up and take action. And across this nation, we've got to band together and let them know that we can no longer have corrupt elections. As I mentioned last time, we won 5 Senate seats in the midterms. New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada in the Senate. But, so it was in fact a red tidal wave like they predicted. Mm-hmm. But because they cheated and used cyber warfare as well as mail-in ballots, and the Republicans did not stand up. Dr. Oz had 330,000 votes taken from him. What did he do? If I know about this, and General Valley knows about this, if we know about this, then they should know about it.
Yep.
Now, Kerry Lake is the only Republican who's got the courage and the will to stand up. And she's fighting Katie Hobbs out there, who stole 38,000 votes using cyber from her, let alone a host of other from failed ballot sizes, you know, 19-inch versus 20-inch, and a whole host of things that she's presenting, but we have corrupt judicial people.
Right.
The judges are not listening to this, Pastor Dave. So corruption has permeated our whole system that the founding fathers set up. And that is our challenge. And that's why it's so important, Pastor Dave, what you are doing and what your people are doing. Yeah. And listening to people like General Valley and I and our viewpoints and General Flynn. and what's going on in this country. It has never happened before.
Yeah. Last time you were on, I asked you, General McInerney, in your entire military career or even your lifetime, have you seen America in such a grave condition?
Never. You said,
never.
Never. Never anticipated it. But yet, you know, here we got, we're talking about fentanyl killing all of our young people just a little bit. And it's coming over the border in droves. They're picking it up out of cars every day, trucks hidden in tires, hidden in bumpers and all of that. And we're just playing defense.
Yep.
Now, even President Trump came out and said, we've got to do something more, which means more means going on the offense. General McInerney and I could put together a joint operations plan that could take the cartels down in 7 days. Destroy the nests, destroy the factories down that are producing the fentanyl that's coming up into the United States. We know where this 5 to 6 cartels are in the Sinaloa area.
Yep.
We watch them for 30 days. We'll know where they're going each and every day. We know where their villas are. We know where the people are that are working in the factories. And General McInerney, a great Air Force guy, knows that we can look down and watch that, and we can find out everybody going in a door or through a gate, a vehicle leaving. We can track them each and every day, and then, bam, 2 o'clock in the morning, we knock them out. And we also destroy their financial network. They made $13.5 billion last year, the cartels.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I'm not sure if I said this last time you both were on, because I think we talked when I just got back from the border in Arizona. I was with Sheriff Daniels and Sheriff Lamb, and I asked the same question. I said, how do we get this fixed? The generals say they can get it fixed in 7 days. They agreed with you. They said, absolutely, we could get this fixed. And he said, one of the main things they need to do is make the cartel a terrorist organization. Cut off the funding and track it down.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that all takes long. It takes a military operation, Dave.
Yep.
All this other stuff is just kicking the ball down the field, you know, so to speak. It takes a military operation to knock out a military organization. They have better equipment than the Mexican army.
They do.
They control the Mexican government. They control the border. Bam, done. 2 o'clock in the morning, they're gone. That's what you have to do. Legislation and terrorist thing, that's a great idea. But what's that going to do?
Right.
Unless you unleash the power of the United States to destroy the enemy. Well, I got feedback, General McInerney knows this, I got feedback from some senior officers that, well, this is a cross-border operation. I said, what do you think Vietnam was?
Yeah.
What do you think Iraq was? What do you think Syria was? What do you think Afghanistan was? What do you think Ukraine is now? I mean, come on, give me a break. And look at the enemy south of our border. We say we can't attack them and take them out. Baloney.
Yeah. Well, that was the second.
That's an excuse for doing nothing.
Yeah, that was the second point they made, not just the financial, but if you call them a terrorist, this is an act of war, and hit them where they're at. And that's their exact words. Attack the cartels and destroy the labs. They know where they're at. We know where they're at.
Sure. Absolutely.
Pastor Dave, we are having casualties at the same rate of killed in action in World War II, over 100,000 a year. And we've got to treat it, just like General Valley is saying, as a war, an offensive. They have brought over 5 million people through the border since Biden's been president. You think about how many people we put into Central Europe through Normandy was somewhere, was a little less than 5 million, but that force had finally defeated the Third Reich, that's what we're seeing, an invasion, and it must be treated as such, as an invasion. And this president is abrogating his responsibility, and he is destroying our Constitution with open borders and all the people supporting him. And so that's why General Valley and I are saying so strongly, we've got to get the military involved, we've got to close the border. And the American people have got to realize we are at war now.
Yep.
We are at war. China is behind that fentanyl. They're selling it to the Mexicans.
The cartel, yep.
And so, and by the way, I think you're going to find that $13.5 billion that General Vallely mentioned, is some of it's ending up in Democratic Party's pockets. There's collusion there. It's got to be, because they have no restrictions.
No.
So we've got to assume that they are paying them off to do it and being paid off.
Yep. No. We've discovered that is indeed the case. One of the experts at the border when I was there, they've just got an Iranian terrorist, yesterday that they caught?
Yes, 2 days ago, yeah. About 305,000 getaways.
Yeah.
They couldn't, 305,000 reported getaways, I think they call them.
They're telling me at the border, experts, that 8 out of 10 are what they're called getaways. And these getaways are not just somebody coming to the United States for a new life. These are the worst of the worst. They're military-type young people for a mission to destroy us.
Correct.
The other thing is, John McInerney and I know, the cartels now have gone into all of our major cities. They have a point person in each city who runs the cartel operations. That's the flow up from Mexico into Chicago, into New York, into Los Angeles, San Francisco. And they're all on the payroll. So you have all of these agents in the United States working for the cartels, and then they force these people who have paid them money to get across the border, they still have to pay the cartels back. So these agents, as I understand, also are tracking these people to make sure they're paying back the cartels for getting them across the border.
That's exactly right.
This is a total full-blown global operation that's going on to invade our country and destroy us.
And these cartel, they looked right into my eyes and they looked right into the sheriff's eyes, and they were not concerned one bit. They were trying to warn us, don't mess with us because we'll take you out. They have no fear.
Yeah.
It's,
so we take them out.
It's war, as you said. I was at a checkpoint in Arizona where they built a underground system right under where Border Patrol stationed. And at the time, they brought in top engineers to see what they were smuggling in. They thought it was some high-level bioweapon. But they had huge carts that had a rail system, which cost millions of dollars to bring in right underneath us. And there it is.
Yeah. And what are we doing? Playing defense.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with it.
We're not doing very good at that either.
No, I rode with them, and I feel for these sheriffs, and I feel for the Border Patrol because they're handcuffed. There's nothing they can do. And General McInerney, your point.
Yeah, but there is, Dave, there is something they can do. They can deputize as many people as they want to, the sheriffs along these border towns. Okay, Abbott should be doing a hell of a lot more than he's doing. The governors need to be doing a lot more, invoking the 10th Amendment. But nobody's deputizing.
Yep.
And even in the cities where we have a defunding of the police, we have police resigning, retiring early. The force has gone down in our cities. Why aren't the district attorneys and the mayors arrested for incentivizing crime, releasing these criminals back on the street? Nobody's above the law in this country.
No.
The sheriffs can do a hell of a lot more, and they're fighting as best they can, but if they wanted to, they could exercise their full powers. The sheriffs are very important. They have a lot of power, and they represent the people at the grassroots level. They could be doing a hell of a lot more, as far as I'm concerned, and the governors.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because it's at the local level. Like you said earlier, the sheriffs have so much constitutional power, and the sheriffs have got to unleash and get the job done. They have to do it. I asked one of the sheriffs while I was with, I said, are we going to go to a civil war? He said, we're at the civil part of the war. And that got me thinking, we're in deep trouble. And then I asked another one, what's it going to take for America to wake up to this, what's happening on the southern border? And all three of them that I asked the question to said the same answer. And they said it's going to be a 9/11 type event.
Maybe so. Well, the other thing we haven't talked about, too, and I don't know what's going to happen in Ukraine, but nobody's moving towards a settlement here. I mean, people have got to get together. They've got to meet with Putin and settle this thing. I mean, it's getting so bad now, we're on the verge of a nuclear war over there. And it's horrible. I feel so bad for the Ukrainian people with the corrupt government they have there. we know that the billions of dollars aren't being audited in that country. And the oligarchs and what they call the nationalists who run Zelensky are pocketing a lot of this money that we're sending over. And it's going to get worse because the Russians are, they're going to grind it right down. They're going to grind everything down. May go all the way to Kiev. Some saying, well, they may not be just settled with that, that they'll go all the way to the Polish border. You know, this is things out there that could happen. So, but nobody's trying to settle it. And that's the sin of it all.
Yeah. We need it. We need a statesperson to come up and do that. I mean, every single part of the globe is burning up right now.
Yeah. All over.
Everywhere.
That's part of our strategy, and that's what we've got to face. And that's why we need Donald J. Trump back in office. And that's, of course, why the Democrats and everybody's trying to demonize him and do all the things they're doing that the FBI and Department of Justice, et cetera, are doing. There's a reason why they do not want Donald J. Trump, and that's because he is not viable. He is not viable. And so we must remember that when they put up different figures, what they're trying to do. Donald J. Trump, my only concern was he should have outed that election system that they did on him. But unfortunately, they convinced him, we believe, that they convinced him that it would be giving up a special access program, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now the Chinese have it, and they use it against us. So, and the Chinese use it against him. So he clearly would not have given up anything in a Secrets Act. I blame his lawyers for that. That shouldn't have been exposed.
Absolutely.
One of our problems, which we've mentioned here before, Cyber Command, CIA, DIA, FBI, the services, everybody knew and saw they had people that betrayed us and didn't call that out, because coming from China, coming from Russia, coming from Pakistan, those nations we look at very closely. And when they use that cyber warfare, they were blatant on it. There was nothing clever about it. And so that's our challenge. And we've got to expose it because we continue to put these people in.
Yeah.
You know, what really concerns me, though, Trump has a he's got to have a good team. I think he's still surrounded by a bunch of incompetents as well. But, and Trump's got to form a very strong team. He needs some strong retired generals to advise him. I mean, he should have protected General Flynn. I'm still sad about that action wasn't taken there. But he seems to have a problem picking people, that's for sure. But I love the guy, and we helped him all we could, but he's got to have a good team this time.
I believe
solid people.
I believe he realizes this. He had a very important meeting this last week with a certain general we know, and talked about his team. And I've talked to his inner circle too, and they realize he's got to have a stronger team around him. So I believe they're working on that.
Good. Okay.
And you're right. They fear him and they hate him because they know he cares about this country, and he'll do what he says.
Yeah, he will.
And that's why they feared Carrie Lake so bad, too. They knew Carrie Lake would do what she said she's going to do. And she's
like General McInerney said, I mean, nobody audited these elections. There was no audits at all, right, Tom? Nobody audited the elections from 2020 or 2022. None of them were audited.
Look, Pastor Dave, if O'Biden got the most votes of the history of our country, more than any president, 81 million, he would be demanding audits for bragging rights, because then he puts people like us, election deniers, where they try to demonize us, he would put us out of business. But they have done everything they can to prevent having an audit. And that's what Carrie Lake is going through right now. And she's one of the few Republicans that have got the courage to, in fact, stand up and do this. And that's why we all must support what Carrie Lake is doing. God bless her. Mitch McConnell was a disaster in the midterms. He didn't support the right people. and nor did Bruna McDaniel as running the RNC. So yeah. We've got problems with rhinos in the Republican Party that are not fighters, that do not understand what's going on. So that's part of our problem. And we've got to put the people that are leaders, like Kerry Lake and that, on the pedestal where they are. And Donald J. Trump, who is still talking about the election.
Yeah, well, General McInerney, you called it three times. The first I heard of a Project Scorecard and Hammer was March 19th, 2017. You talked about this, and then several days before the election, you said exactly what was going to happen in 2020. It happened exactly the way you said it. And then you called me when I was in Branson with General Flynn, and you said the midterms was going to happen in those six states exactly the way it happened.
Yeah.
And I'm a one-man show.
Yep.
And the fact is, where is our leadership? What are they doing? If the Republicans do not fight this, then we're in trouble. And so we need new leaders. Mitch McConnell's got to go.
He does.
Absolutely.
And we need brave judges to stand up and do the right thing. That's something that Mike Lindell always says, too.
Here's what we need.
Warriors.
Here's what we need. At every level, our government, people will fall on their sword to save our government, our people, for our younger generation. Yep. This is what we need.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. So we have just a few minutes left. I would like to get both of your thoughts into the His Glory Nation, not to give up. We are warriors, like General Valley just put up for His Glory. We're not going to quit. We're in it to win it. And light's going to win, but it's a point that people want to give up. They get beat up every day, and it gets tiring. And that's what the evil one tries to do: is wear us out. We need that second wind.
Exactly, Christian. And so it's vital that what you are doing, and when you give us the opportunity, there's no bark on our tree. What we're telling you, and it's hard to believe because it's never happened. The founding fathers did not understand cyber warfare. How could they? But they understood enemies, foreign and domestic. Yep. And so now our greatest threat are these domestic enemies that are caving to the Chinese communists, caving to the cartels for the corruption. We're at that crucial point that Rome, under Caesar and Cato and the different ones, were facing. And every American watching your shows, Pastor Dave, must take up and understand that this is their Normandy, this is their Iwo Jima, this is their Battle of the Bulge. We are now at war, and we've got to fight these people and not accept. We've got to back the leaders that are out there, like Kerry Lake and others that are fighting for us, Jim Jordan, Jim Comer, in the House. So let's back them, and let's know that they are cheating on these elections. Let's not accept it. It's crucial what's going on. And God bless America, and God bless what you're doing, Pastor Dave, to let us help you to tell the American people what General Valley and I have been talking about. Mm-hmm. Over to you, Paul.
Colonel Sullen, retired Larry Sullen, works with us very closely. He just wrote an article this past week, which we published on the Stand Up America U.S. website. Where's the rage in America? America's, where is your rage against what's happening? We don't see it yet. And so we have to have that rage to get angry enough that we're going to do something about it. Now, many of us are, but there's a lot out there that still do not connect the dots. So, America, this is the year of the awakening. Connect the dots. We've got to do something. We've got to protect our country. And that's the best mission each and every one of us has. So God bless all of us, and give us the guidance to pursue and to obtain victory, to achieve victory this year.
Amen. Well, generals, it's a pleasure once again having you on. I look forward to these conversations, and we'll see you again next month. God bless you both.
Okay.
God bless you, Dave.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care. God bless.
God bless. That wraps up today's interview with the two generals. It's incredibly great to have them on. Sometimes it's somber, but we the people have to get that second wind. This is, it's coming from generals that know this country like no other generals. I mean, they've seen it all. And they're telling you this is the worst they've ever seen it in their entire military career and their entire lifetime. This is our Normandy right now. We, the people, have to stay in the gap. We have to make people aware of what's going on, more alertness, more corruption, so that they know, people know. And we, the people, need to take back our government. And we're going to see the greatest revival in the history of the world. We're not going to quit. We can't quit. Quitting is not an option. We, as the Apostle Paul, we have to finish the race. All right, so speaking of finishing the race and education and stuff that's going on with His Glory, Stu Peters and the Died Suddenly, we're going to have Stu Peters on tomorrow afternoon. On Saturday, we will be running Died Suddenly at 7:30 Eastern. So we'll give you a little bit of a highlight of that right now. All right, stay tuned to that on Saturday at 7:30. I've heard so many people talk about this, and people ask all the time. We get flooded with emails. How do we get this? So we worked with Stu Peters' team. Again, Stu Peters will be on tomorrow. That's the first time I'm going to be able to meet him. But this is a must-see, so people wake up to what's going on. You saw Tucker Carlson reporting on this with the airline pilot. As you've known that we've had whistleblowers that come forward. Josh Yoder and his group has stood up for the vaccines with pilots, and know that they had a training program in place, still do as of right now. What would happen if the co-pilot goes down in cardiac arrest? Because they know it's happening, and it's exactly what Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Bartlett, and many other doctors that have been on His Glory told us a year and a year and a half ago. Remember that question was asked, is this the worst of COVID-19? And they said, unfortunately, it's not, because the next step is going to be worse. You're going to see people just fall down dead. And broke their heart to say it. They were right. And these are the cases you don't want to be right, but we need to be awake, and let our friends and family. I know this has been very divisive in many families, but didn't Jesus say that would be in the end days, father against family against each other, three and two? But you always have to stand for truth, and standing in truth, what's real in this world, but also standing truth in Him. You have Him as the tablet of your heart, and you guide your walk with Him every day. It's not going to be easy. He never said it was going to be easy. It's going to be a challenge, and you're going to be attacked for His name's sake. But we must stay with Him. We know that shalom and peace only comes from Him, and we have to finish the race. And that wraps up today's First Take 5. God bless you, and go in His shalom.